shadows call. There's a light at the end of the hall. Then my dreams fade away. But I know it all will come back one day. I dream of a city beyond all compare. Is it Paris? Paris, a beautiful river, a bridge by a square, and I hear a voice whisper, I'll meet you right there in Paris. Paris. You don't know what it's like not to know who you are, to have lived in the shadows and traveled this far. I've seen flashes of fire, heard the echoes of screams, but I still have this faith in the truth of my dreams. In my dreams, it's all real, and my heart has so much to reveal. And my dreams seem to say, don't be afraid to go on. Don't give up hope, come what may. I know it all will come back one day.
Yay, good job. Excellent. Really nice work. Good job setting the mood as soon as the piano started, which is really great. I love to see that. And really nice job painting all of these pictures. I could really sense that you're seeing all of those things. You're obviously a very strong actress. And you have a nice sort of sense of the conversational style, and then you transition well to the more legato sections. So there's nice contrast there. So a couple of things, and we'll work some of them, but I'll just give you all the notes to start and then we'll kind of dig in. Clarify your moment before that propels that first line. What exactly is said to you, or what do you see, or whatever that is that makes you say that very first text. So you can breathe that in and allow it to happen, which will just increase the drama even more right from the bat. Keep working to ground that head mix that head voice coming up and down. This song is really tricky for it. You're handling it really, really well, and it will come. Takes a lot of practice, but it's getting there. Be careful when you have your belt on the lower end is quite lovely. When you have a jump up, make sure that you lift back behind your top teeth so you give height above it. You kind of hit the ceiling a little bit. It wasn't flat because you have excellent tuning, but it didn't sparkle the way the rest of your voice did. I noticed it in Rain Against the Window, Sing on the Grass, da 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 da. Call the child on ya, give the child a hat. I think it was around there somewhere.
Marnie, can you say that again? Like, just explain what you
sure. What happens a lot of the time when you're working to mix the different parts of the voice, is that when there's a jump up, especially in the chest voice, people don't give enough height over top of it. So I always say, like, a low voice can exist in a high space, but a high voice can't exist in a low space. So I always like to use the idea of, have you ever worn a retainer, Elizabeth?
I've worn a night guard.
Okay, same idea. So it goes in and clips up behind your top teeth, right?
Yeah.
Well, you might wear it on the bottom, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's that idea of hooking over so you have more height there, so that when you get there, it's not like you just hit the ceiling. You have more space and it allows the breath to move better.
Yeah.
And releases some tensions that can happen in the throat at that point. Change and shift for the very first In My Dreams. The first time you sing the title of the song, it should have fireworks and you know, marquee lights around it. So the first time you sing it, make it big, make it weighty. And then just from a technical perspective, And I think part of it is just because we're on a small camera. I don't know if you would necessarily do this in real life, so it's just kind of a hint. But you tend to keep your upper arms very close to your body and kind of motion this way. Release that. Let there be air and breath underneath it so that you can take up more room. Because when you take up more room with your body, you will take up more room with your voice. Mm-hmm. Especially in the head voice. So I'm just going to turn my volume up a little. It's on low. So let's start at the beginning again, and let's work that moment before. I'm just trying to remember the very first, what's the very first line of the song?
They said I was found at the side of a
road. So why are you telling this story? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to these two gentlemen who are, they've got a, like, they're making a scam because they want to trick the queen into thinking that they've found the real Anastasia and getting the reward. And so this is my potentially one ticket to get to Paris, which is where I know I have some kind of family or some connection. So this is like an explanation of where I'm coming from, I guess, because it's like, right. Who are you, right?
Yeah, so maybe that's the first thing they say to you. Well, who are you? They said I was found. So make sure that you really hear that moment and allow it to affect you into saying, they said I was found.
Okay.
Yeah, try that, just the first couple bars.
Okay, do I use the track?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. They said I was found by the side of a road. There were tracks all around. It had recently snowed in the darkness and cold, with the wind in the trees. A girl with no name and no memories but these.
Good, let's stop that again. Already better. So what do you need from these men? If you had to put it in one sentence.
I need them to take me to Paris.
Okay, sure. So not just I need them to, but like, I need them to take me to Paris. I must get to Paris.
This is like a one-shot deal, right?
Yeah, sure. Just trying to find ways to really just bump up the intensity and the immediacy of what you need to say. So you need them to take you to Paris. You need them to believe you. And how are they responding to you?
Throughout the song or in this moment?
Just in that moment.
Yeah, I think they're probably surprised by where I start. It's not like, oh, hi, my name's Shelley. It's like, well, this is where people say I came from, you know?
Okay, so are they're leaning in to listen? They're intrigued?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so let's try that again, and I want you to direct it right at them.
Okay.
Use your words as tactics.
Okay. They said I was found by the side of a road. There were tracks all around. It had recently snowed in the darkness and cold, with the wind in the trees. A girl with no name and no memories but these.
Keep going.
Rain against a window, sheets upon a bed.
Check in with them.
Terrifying nurses. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Check in with, absolutely go into your head, but keep checking in with them. How are they reacting? The moment they're not paying attention, you need to switch tactics.
Sure. Oh, that's okay. Cool. So I'll just go back a little.
Yeah, a little bit. You don't have to do the whole thing. Just go from like rain against the windows.
Rain against a window, sheets upon a bed, terrifying nurses whispering overhead. Call the child Anya, give the child a hat. I don't know a thing before that.
Good, already so much better and so much more engaged. What you're doing before was very lovely and you were painting beautiful pictures, but I want to make it more personal, which will create more intensity. It will create a relationship that also will interest the audience and they'll invest in your character as well. I realized when you sang that the thing I was talking about with the shifting of the the roof of the mouth. Whispering overhead. It's hard because it's also an E vowel, which is super like everything wants to kind of lay flat. So thinking about hooking up and over that. Yeah, you have to set up for it before you get there. Set it up at the beginning of the phrase so that you don't have to change once you get there. Mm-hmm. Good. Let's do just that much again, putting all that in.
From the beginning?
From the very beginning.
They said I was found by the side of a road. There were tracks all around. It had recently snowed. In the darkness and cold, with the wind in the trees, a girl with no name and no memories but these. Rain against a window, sheets upon a bed, terrifying nurses whispering overhead. Call the child Anya, give the child a hat. I don't know a thing before that. Traveling the back road, sleeping in the wood, taking what I needed, working when I could, keeping up my courage, foolish as it seems, at night all alone in my dreams. In my dreams, shadows call, there's a light at the end of the hall. Then my dreams fade away, but I know it all will come back one day.
Good, nice, excellent, good. That was so much better with the in my dreams. It created a even more distinct difference between the sections and allowed you to go into that kind of hazy memory thing. And I think that you could even, once you get to, and I know it all will come back someday, can immediately direct it back at them because they're the reason it's gonna come back in your head.
Yeah.
So, and I think it just gives her even some more layers. This song can be tricky. It's gorgeous, and it's actually a really good acting piece, but it's very easy to get stuck in state of being in this one, which means like, the, you know, because it's so, there's so many pictures and it's not really the way we speak normally, it's easy, and the music's very moody, it's kind of easy to get stuck in that mood, and it's very vague, and so now it's just adding in the specifics, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because it's a great piece for you, and your voice grounded much better that time.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard because I grew up practicing and belting, but now I'm developing into a coloratura soprano. So now I have to figure out how to sing the high notes in musical theater.
It's a huge switch. I mean, I did my undergraduate degree in classical voice, was about to go for my studies in opera and switch and did musical theater. And it was a rough couple years. Some things that can help you exercise is if you're doing a more musical theater exercise is doing octaves. So something that you can really solidly belt, like a C sharp, doing C sharp to C sharp, D to D, E flat to E, or E flat to E flat. And just focusing on really anchoring it down, but still giving height to it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a belt or in a mix? Like, I guess, you know, you don't want too much voice.
I always like to use percentages. I'm never a like, just skrelt in your head or skrelt in your chest voice. Like, you know, I tend to like something that's a bit kind of percent of this and a percent of that because I want, you know, my singers to be able to sing for 60 years if they choose to. And I think that if you're just screaming your face off, you're not going to be able to, especially not 8 shows a week. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I always have my singers mix on the bottom and the top. I never do a full chest. Well, that's not true, but very rarely. I use it as a color as opposed to a style of singing.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? We should get moving along to our next singer.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That was awesome.
Great. Thank you. All right. So next up, we've got Holly. And Holly, if you are able to come on. And Holly has created a... There she is. So I'm just going to put a spotlight on you, Holly. There we go. And so, hi, Holly.
Hi.
Do you want to just introduce yourself to Marnie? And I'm going to get your video up and ready to go.
Okay. This is my fourth year doing voice lessons with Charlene. And I haven't had really any musical theater experience before, so it's all pretty new.
Are you mostly classical or mostly pop? What's your go-to?
We've done a mix. I probably have more experience doing pop because I'll like sing it for fun at home at the piano and that
cool.
kind of thing. Yeah.
And how old are you, Holly?
16.
Okay, cool. I know Charlene sent me that info, but I didn't write it down.
So, and Holly, do you want to introduce your piece?
Oh, sure. This is Speechless from the new Aladdin movie.
Excellent.
All right. So do you want me to play it and then we can discuss it? So Holly created, she's going to relax while she watches herself sing it. And then maybe Holly, I don't know how Marnie wants to work with you, but maybe you'll be asked to sing a few things just in response to what she's hearing from your video.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't have a track, you can just do it a cappella. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Good. All right. So here we go.
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away, a tide that is taking me under, swallowing sand left with nothing to say, my voice drowned out in the thunder. But I won't cry, and I won't start to crumble whenever they try to shut me or cut me down. I won't be silent, you can't keep me quiet. Won't tremble when you try it. All I know is I won't go speechless.
Okay, should I keep the screen up and, or do you want to, should I just close my screen now and then you work directly with
I'll work directly with Holly.
Okay, yeah, great.
Good. Really nice work, Holly. You have a really lovely sense of calm when you sing, which is beautiful. And you have a great sense of sort of the style of this piece. It's really, really nice. And it's nice in your voice. So who are you fighting in this song? Because there's a lot of fight words in this song.
In the like scene where she sings this, I think it's when Jafar, like the villain in the movie, takes over the control and tries to like silence and put her down. And then that's right. Her response.
Cool. And I should clarify that I'm going to work this as a musical theater piece as opposed to a pop piece. If you were singing it in a concert, none of my notes would apply.
Okay.
So from a theater perspective, so you're fighting with Jafar and he's trying to silence you. He's trying to shut you up, basically. What's your relationship with him?
He's like the assistant to her dad, who's like the king.
Right. So he's got a fair amount of power in the kingdom. Yeah? Including over who you are, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Cool. So when you're saying things like, I won't be speechless, she says, I won't do a lot of things. Like it happens a number of times. Make sure that you are saying it to somebody. Yeah? That there is there's an incentive behind your words. There's a reason you're saying it. And every time you say it, because you say, I won't go speechless a lot of times, it needs to have increased force. Because you did it once and it didn't get you what you wanted. So you have to now change what you're doing and the way you say it in order to try again to get what you want, which is for him to go away, for him to leave you alone, for him to let you be, whatever it is. You know, each time you say it, it has to be different because we never repeat ourselves over and over again if we get what we want the first time.
Okay, yeah.
And then just a note, I'd love to hear you. You know, if you were singing this as a pop song, I love the tone of the beginning, but if you're singing this as a theater song, I'd like to hear that beginning grounded more in a speech tone.
Okay.
Yeah. What are the first words?
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
And I don't have my sheet music with me, so I can't even really look. But just say nice and low, here comes the wave meant to wash me away.
Here comes the wave.
Go ahead.
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
Good. Now say it to the person in the room next door.
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
Good. Do nya, 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 nya.
Nya, 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 nya.
Good. With even more breath. Nya, 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 nya.
Nya, 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 nya.
Good. Say hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Now say, here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
Good. I want you to sing it with that voice. It's going to feel weird to you because you're very musical and you sing the opening beautifully like a pop star. But for theater, we need to hear those lyrics, so it needs to be more spoken. It will also help you as an actor because when we sing in a kind of breathy tone when we're doing musical theater, we lose some of our acting power.
Okay.
Okay, so can we try that opening again? Do you have accompaniment or no?
Yeah, I have one.
Perfect. We'll just do a little bit of it.
Okay. Here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
Good. Good, let's try, do this to me. Nya, 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 nya.
Nya, 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 nya.
Good. Sing it to the person in the next room. Nya, 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 nya.
Nya, 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 nya.
Good. Sing it again and sing it like that, but with words. Sing it to the person in the next room.
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away.
Okay. Good. It's good. It's different. So it's going to be scary and it's going to feel weird. It's okay. Yeah. And again, this is just my opinion. You can leave here and be like, nah, it doesn't work for me. And that's totally fine. No offense taken. But that's where I would start approaching that opening from. Can we skip ahead to closer to the I won't go speechless section? Like not the introduction, but the actual song bit. And I want you to see if you can really visualize Jafar. And it's like he's got his hand on your head and he's trying to push you down and you're fighting to get him to let go of you. Okay. Use those words.
And I won't start to crumble whenever they try to shut me or cut me down.
Fight him.
I won't be silent. You can't keep me quiet. Won't tremble when you try it. All I know is I won't go speechless.
Good. Stop. Good. That's great. Good. Let's do the same thing. It's okay. Do the same thing, but bump up the drama about 45%. Yeah, he's trying to cover your mouth with his hand. Okay. Yeah, you're pulling at it. Let go of me.
Whenever they try to shut me or cut me down.
Go for it, tell him.
I won't be silent. You can't keep me quiet. Won't tremble when you try it. All I know is I won't go speechless.
Good, keep going, bump it up.
Cause I breathe when they try to suffocate me. Don't you underestimate me, cause I know that I won't go speechless.
Beautiful, already better. And then there was a nice shift when you got to sort of the second section of that. Yeah, I was gonna say Esmeralda, it's not the right character, they're all the same to me though. Where does Jasmine hold her power?
I don't know, like what do you mean?
Where do you hold your power? Where do you feel power in your body?
I don't know.
Most people feel it from here. That might not be true for you, but most people feel it from here. And that's why people, when they're standing up to somebody, tend to lean into them, because it's this sternum area. Yeah? So I think that if you think, because I know from a technical perspective, you're going to want to open that up to breathe anyway. If you think about opening this up and standing up to somebody that's a bully, yeah? And even more from here, that will give you that power to really, like, stand up to him as the song progresses. You've already got a good start, but it's going to have to keep building as the song goes on. Because otherwise, you know, the rule is if you achieve your goal in the first verse, then why bother having the rest of the verses?
Okay.
Yeah? How do you think that, I know I'm giving you a million things to think about and speaking really fast, but that's because I know we have to move on shortly. How do you think Jafar is reacting to you?
He's like kind of taken aback or like upset that someone's trying to fight with his power.
Yeah, we can do that. I think that if you think even more about ways that would get her even more angry, we'll give you more to fight for. What if you're telling him, I won't go speechless, and he laughs at you?
Okay.
Yeah? What if he starts, like, flicking at you? Like, I know these are sometimes ridiculous suggestions, but they're good things that people, you know, he's not taking you seriously. What if he turns his back to you and walks away? Those all give you reasons to fight more.
Okay.
Yeah, and in most songs, we want to be achieving, like from an acting perspective, we want to be fighting for something. Because fighting is interesting on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think we're probably out of time. Is that right, Charlie?
We are, yep, perfect timing. Way to go, Holly.
Good job, Holly.
I'm now going to, I don't know if Victoria, if you saw my note here, Victoria, you are on next. So good, I've got Molly coming on.
That's Good Morning Baltimore, right?
Yeah. So Victoria is another one who has created a video for you.
Perfect.
And then she is going to, so I'll play it for you. Victoria, can you come on your screen? Where are you?
Yeah, sorry. Let me,
are you able to
turn on the lights.
Are you able to get your picture on?
Mm-hmm. there.
There she is. Okay, great, great. So, Victoria, do you want to just introduce yourself, and then I'll pull up your video.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I've been doing vocal lessons for around 2 years with Charlene, and I don't have any musical theater experience either.
Okay.
And how old are you? Why don't you just tell Marty?
I'm 15 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Excellent. Here we go. So over to Good Morning Baltimore, and brought to you by Victoria. I don't know what just happened.
That's bizarre. You got like a whole chorus to work
with. I know. Rah, rah, rah. There she is. Okay. We're going to do this one more time.
Here we go. I woke up today feeling the way I always do. Oh, 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 looking for something that I can't eat. And I hear the beat, the rhythm of town starts calling me down. It's like a message from high above. Oh, 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 pulling me out to the smiles and the streets that I love. Good morning, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. Every night is a fantasy. Every song's like a symphony. Good morning, Baltimore. And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see Baltimore and me. Oh, 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 look at my hair. What do you can't compare with mine today? Oh, 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 I've got my hairspray and radio. I'm ready to go. The rats on the street all dance around my feet. They seem to say, Tracy, it's up to you. So, oh, oh, don't hold me back, cause today all my dreams will come true. Good morning, Baltimore. There's a flasher who lives next door. There's a bum on his barroom stool. They wish me luck on my way to school. Good morning, Baltimore. And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see Baltimore and me. I know every step, I know every song. I know there's a place where I belong. I see all those 40 lights shining ahead. So someone invite me before I drop dead. So, oh, oh, give me a chance. Cause when I start to dance, I'm a movie star. Oh, 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 something inside of me makes me move. When I hear the groove, my ma tells me no, but my feet tell me go. It's like a drummer inside my heart. Oh, 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 don't make me wake one more moment for my life to start. Oh, I love you, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. Every night is a fantasy. Every song's like a symphony. I love you, Baltimore. And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see. Gonna wake up and see Baltimore.
Good job, Victoria. Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, we have the screen again. Oh, there we go. There we go. Awesome. Really good job. You have a lovely joyfulness about you that is great for this song. This song really needs that. And I really loved the opening, just the emotion and the feeling of you waking up first thing. It was very clear, and it was a good, nice moment that sets up the story. This song is tricky because it's very long, and it's very much about all the things that are on stage with you, except that you're singing it by yourself in your bedroom, and there's no things with you. So it really requires a lot of imagination and specificity to sing this as a solo. So right off the bat, I want you to be very clear about what you're seeing. Yeah, so can you describe to me, you open your door, and what does it look like to you? Be really specific.
It's like I open my bedroom door, and then I see my living room, and I go to the kitchen to get some food before I leave for school.
Okay, what color is your kitchen?
It's white and black.
Sure. Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer. It's whatever you want it to be. But just seeing, what's your favorite part of that kitchen?
The countertop.
The countertop? Okay. Why the countertop? What do you think about it?
Because I can eat my food on there.
Okay. What if you have, say, a clock on the wall that is shaped like a record?
Mm-hmm.
A music record. And that's your favorite thing in the whole house. So the moment you see it, it makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you open the door to outside, because this song's really about Baltimore. And what do you see in Baltimore?
People all on the streets, and they're all like carrying their hairspray, and they're like talking to their friends.
Okay. What about, is there maybe a car, a really shiny car to your right? And maybe on your left, there is a storefront with beautiful dresses that you just love looking at in every day. And, you know, maybe down the street is a tree full of cherry blossoms. I want to give you things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. So I forget what key is this in. Does anybody remember? B flat?
I think so.
I think it's an E in the book, and then it's an E flat and on her track.
Woke up today feeling the way I always do. Beat the rhythm of town. And it's like, so when she says the rhythm of town starts calling me down, what does that mean to you?
It's like the hustle and bustle of the town is like making you also want to start dancing.
Yeah, so maybe, you wake up, you don't really hear so much in your bedroom, but then you open your bedroom door and you start to hear like the cars going by, and it's and you're feeling it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pulling you, yeah? So I want you to be aware of that and allow that expression to come into your body. So you're really, every motion you make is a response to the things you were seeing and hearing in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Can we try that from the beginning again and just work on that opening a bit?
My phone is in the other room. Could I go get it?
Go grab it. No problem. Well, we're stopped. Does anybody have a question?
We'll open it to the floor. I see, like, Molly, you're here. And Elizabeth, if you have any other comments or questions, or Holly or Carol. Who is LL? I don't know who LL is. Hello, LL.
I'll also type up my notes and send them to you, Charlene. You can do them out.
And I'm also recording it today, all of you guys who are here. So we will have multiple ways of coming at it. Any questions for Marty? Oh, it's Lori. Hi, Lori. Okay. Holly's mom.
I have a note on what I'm doing just to kind of... Like, I already know you're getting good vocal training, so I'm not even really bothering with vocal notes other than maybe the odd little thing here and there. But I'm going to focus on the acting because I know that's what Charlene really wants me to focus on, and that's kind of what I specialize in. So I think that time well spent just working on that as an actor.
It's excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Okay. Here's Victoria.
Okay.
We don't need to do a ton, just the first little bit.
Oh, woke up today, feeling the way I always do. Oh, look at something that I can't eat. And I hear the beat, the rhythm of town, so it's calling me down. It's like a message from high above. Oh, 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 calling me out to the smiles and the streets that I love. Good morning, Baltimore.
Good, good, excellent. Stop. Good. Time out, Victoria. Good job. Good.
Okay. You can hear us. So, Victoria, we're
going to
give you some feedback. That's excellent.
Yeah, that was really good. Already better. You are a mover and a shaker when you sing.
Yeah.
I want you to channel all of that wonderful energy into specific movements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rather than lots of kind of moving and shuffling and throwing away movements. Yeah, I want to see sharp, especially in this style, because it's a little bit over the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you throw open the door, good morning, Baltimore. Yeah?
Yeah.
Go mm-hmm. for it. Make it specific, a big movement. You know, you're hungry for something that you can't eat, but then, oh, but I can smell something now, and oh, I can hear that noise. So mm-hmm. I want you to do it again and keep your feet grounded on the floor. No moving okay. allowed, unless it's like a one movement that you mean to do.
Okay.
Oh, 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 woke up today, feeling the way I always do. Oh, 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 hungry for something that I can't eat. Then I hear that beat in the town.
It starts calming me down.
It's like a message from high above. Oh, 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 pulling me out to the smiles and the streets that I love. Good morning, Baltimore.
Good, nice.
It's like an open door. Every light is
on. All right. And Victoria, great.
Awesome. Let's do it one more time. And instead of slowly opening the door, I want you to, right before you say good morning, Baltimore, throw the door open.
Okay.
Yeah, already better. Because what happens is when we move a lot, then it kind of washes out the specificity of our movements. And we don't see it so much. So channeling all that energy into really specific movements will help clarify your intentions.
Okay.
Oh, 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 woke up today, feeling the way I always do. Oh, 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 hungry for something that I can't eat. Then I hear the beat, the rhythm of town starts pulling me down. It's like a message from high above. Oh, 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 pulling me out to the smiles and the streets that I love. Good morning, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. Every night is a fantasy. Every song's like a symphony. Good morning, Baltimore. And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see Baltimore and me.
Good, excellent. Already much more interesting and much clearer. Yeah, and you'll work out the timing of when to throw the door open so you're ready for it. And then the moment you open the door, you breathe it in. It probably, like, it's Baltimore. It probably doesn't smell all that good where she lives. But she loves the smell. Maybe you're smelling the baked goods from the bakery down the street, and that guy always gives you a free donut. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even the smell of the garbage truck. She loves them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's my big note for you. Tone down the movement and then just be really clear with your movements. Go big when you choose to move. So
okay.
It's intentional. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Excellent. Good job.
Thank you. Great job. Our next singer is going to be Clara. And so Clara, can you show yourself on your video? And I'll shift us over. There she is. There. So hi, Clara. Do you want to just introduce yourself quickly to Marnie?
Sure. So I'm Clara. I'm 13. This is my second year with, like, vocal lessons. And then I have like a bit of experience in theater. Like I did some acting and vocal lessons, and then like I've done community theater, and my camera's being really weird. But yeah, so I have some theater experience. There you go. Okay. Cool. And I really like theater, so.
Okay, excellent. Sorry, I think you said how old you were, but I didn't write it down. You're 14?
13.
13, okay.
All right, so here is Clara on her video singing Reflection from Mulan. And here we go.
Sorry, I'm just in the middle of writing down about three different things. Let me just finish that. Awesome, beautiful, lovely, sweet sound. Just rings really clearly. It's really beautiful. And some really good acting moments. Good start on that. Let's talk about this introduction, because it's quite, goes on for a while, does it not?
Yeah,
it does. What is happening in that introduction? Where is your character and what is she doing?
I think she's, like, walking through the garden, like, reflecting on the day.
What if you put her in her bedroom looking into a full-length mirror?
Okay.
Yeah?
I just think that that will give you something more to kind of propel you into action. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reflection's another song that can be atmospheric rather than actionable, so we have to kind of fight that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So she's looking at herself in the mirror. How does she feel about what she sees?
It's like she's been wearing a mask the whole time, and she's really like, she knows she wants to do something else, but she's like disappointed. She doesn't want to like let down everybody.
She's not somebody who really likes what she sees in the mirror, I don't think, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So let's be specific. What about herself does she not like that she's looking at?
She doesn't like sort of like the way she's presenting herself. She doesn't like sort of how she's coming across to other people or like how she's trying to blend in.
Right. So maybe like because she wants to be more feminine, right? Is that the idea? If I remember correctly? Because she's dressing up like a man so she can be a fighter, right? But her family wants her to be like the perfect girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know, and in those days would have been very demure, very petite, very quiet, and that's not who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe she looks at her hands and her hands are rough because she likes to fight with the guys and they're not the perfect, you know, dainty hands. And maybe, you know, she looks at her hair and instead of being, you know, that soft, silky, Then she looks at it and all she sees is, you know, frizz and bits out of place because she can never put it up the way her mother wants.
Okay.
Does that kind of stuff make sense?
Yeah.
Because I think that in this, because you're asking so many questions in this,
mm-hmm.
I really want you to ask them and I want you to have a reason to ask them. And I think that giving your, looking at yourself in the mirror will give you a reason to ask those questions. Because this is one of those songs, there aren't that many of them. Usually I'll talk about who are you talking to, but in this one she's really just talking to another aspect of herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? So she's, and she's blaming herself.
Okay.
So can we try it again? And I want you to use all of that music in the introduction to be looking at the mirror and studying yourself and judging yourself.
Okay. It's loading.
Okay. See that mirror?
Look at me. There will never pass for the perfect bride or perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart.
Awesome. Already much clearer. Why does she ask twice at the end, when will my reflection show who I am inside?
I think the first time she's like, she's in the moment of like, I don't want to keep doing this. I want to like move on. And then she thinks back to like her parents and like why she's not doing it the second time.
So the first one's kind of hopeful and the second one is a loss. Like she knows it's not going to happen. Is that where you were going with it?
I think she's still a little bit hopeful, but she, like, remembers back to the reasons why she's not the things holding her back, and she doesn't want to disappoint her family.
Okay, so I think that that can be even clearer, the difference between the two and the motivation for the two of them.
Okay.
Here's a question for you. What happens if she doesn't get what she wants?
Then, like, for the rest of her life, for however long she's keeping it up, she's going to be, like, disappointed or sad. She's going to be working really hard to make her parents happy, even though she's not happy, and she'll probably never be able to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Let's take it even further, because it always helps to have the highest stakes you can possibly have.
Okay.
So how about if she doesn't become the woman that her parents want, and this doesn't have to be reality, it just has to be her perception of it. If she doesn't become the woman her family wants, they will disown her.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be homeless. She'll be out on the streets.
Okay.
So that's what you're fighting for. You're fighting to try and get the girl in the mirror to change herself. Yeah, can we try one more time with those stakes? Do we have time, Charlene?
Yes, we do. So I've got 5 minutes after for our last singer. She's just coming from another math class that she's just finishing up, so she's not even on yet. So
okay, cool.
You have until 4.
And it's a short song. So let's do the whole thing one more time. And remember, you need the girl in the mirror to change, to suck it up and change, or out of the house you go.
Okay.
Okay.
look at me, I will never pass for the perfect bride or perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart. Why is that girl I see turning straight back at me? Why is my reflection someone I don't know? Somehow I cannot hide who I am, though I've tried. When will my reflection show who I am inside? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Nice. Good for you. I would say you're doing some lovely things. I wouldn't really pay too much attention to your hands and your hair yourself. I want you to see, oh, you have a visitor.
Say hi.
I want you to see it in the mirror and comment on it in the mirror rather than on yourself. You can reference yourself a bit, but stay tuned to that mirror. What are some of the words she thinks of to describe herself when she looks in that mirror?
In the lyrics?
It doesn't matter. Maybe disappointing?
Yeah, she's like disappointed or like she's...
Yeah. Maybe something in this moment she thinks are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a pretty wounded girl, so she probably, and I think she has very big emotions, so I don't think it's a huge leap for her to really hate what she sees in the mirror.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so disgusting, disappointing, ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any of those things. Those words will help you from the acting perspective. It's you know, it's a big song for a 13-year-old to sing. You're singing it beautifully and you're acting it really beautifully, but you know you have to go down, it has to be incredibly vulnerable, this song, and you're doing a really good job of that. And I know you're brave enough to do it, so I would challenge you to go even further in that, okay?
Okay.
Good, because it's a really good song for you. Do we have Joyce yet?
Yeah, no, I've been texting with Joyce and she has the link, but we don't have her here yet. So I...
sorry, if it's a link, I can watch it and...
Yeah, no, it isn't, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering, maybe, Clara, do you have any questions about that? Like maybe, you know, I'm wondering if you have any advice, Marnie. So one thing that Clara and I have been working on is, you know, she's 13 and so her voice is changing a lot, especially in the upper register. Like you can hear she's got a lot of sound, she's got a big voice.
Yeah.
And in the upper register it's pretty tough to navigate, but actually
yeah.
Clara, the song has been really good and she's getting more and more consistency, right? Would you say, Clara, is that the right word? Yeah, that's something that we've been working on. Do you have any advice or any things that you could suggest?
Yeah, I get exactly where you are. I have a big set of pipes on me and it takes a while. It takes some growing into. I always used to say it's kind of like, you know, when like a golden lab puppy all of a sudden grows up and doesn't know what to do with its limbs and they're kind of all over the place. That's kind of what it feels like. I totally understand that. Working on focusing the resonance will help that. I like to do a lot of stuff up there on like an NG sound, like an open mouth hum, to really get that focus in the front of the face. Also just using the cheeks and bringing the corners of the mouth forward into a bit of a trumpet lip just to allow that sensation of focus. But it's certainly not something that comes quickly and you're gonna have to give yourself some grace and patience with it. knowing that it will continue to get better the more you work on it, but it's not you. That's just the beast of puberty when you've got a big set of pipes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone else has any questions for Marnie. Those of you who are listening in, or, you know, Holly, Victoria, those of you who have already had some time with Marnie, anything else that you're asking, you know, thought about or are interested? Here's Joyce. Now's your chance.
Yeah, any questions? If you have questions about me, like, not just some random person.
Okay, so Elizabeth is asking, when you start a new song, let me just relay this. When you start a new song, what's your process? That's a great question.
Yeah, so I usually try and, if I don't already know the whole show, I try and sort of try to find out the whole storyline, figure out the character. I work at it from a text perspective, so I will monologue the song, and work all of my, I love the system of like beats and tactics, but not everybody works that way, and that's fine. But I will work on it from a monologue perspective and then the vocal perspective separately, and then start to marry the two. And then I usually try and work with another actor friend of mine, and we sort of trade our time, and we'll, you know, practice singing to each other. So we're getting getting responses in real time. So they'll play the other character. So my reactions to them are spontaneous and real. And then I take that information and work with it that way. I really find working with a scene partner really helps create that relationship. And then, yeah, I try and get it on its feet in front of people as much as possible. Because I find just getting that feedback and all of those things really valuable. But yeah, I think as a singing actor, I find monologuing the song is the big thing. And so by monologuing the song, I mean like speak the text out of rhythm. So I know which words to accent. I know, you know, I can play with subtext and all of those things. It's much easier to do without sort of the hindrance of the music. And then when you add the music on, allow that to inform your choices as well.
And what you're saying about, like, you know, singing it as many times as possible is a great thing. Like, it's not like you learn a song, perform it, and then put it away. The more times that you sing and experience it in front of people, and even like doing these master classes, this is all really, really great. You guys.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love singing master classes, 100%. I mean, I have stuff in my audition book. I don't really audition much anymore, but I have stuff in my book from 15 years ago. Like, I literally sing it until I'm like ridiculously too old to sing it and then finally have to put it away, and then still kind of take it out once in a while for like benefit concerts and things. But yeah, I love repeating songs.
Great. Okay, Joyce is in the room. So yes. Joyce is a busy girl. She's just been at another class. And Joyce, are you able to turn your camera on and unmute? We'll get that on you. Yeah, there she is. Hey, Joyce.
All right.
So Joyce, when we spoke this week at your lesson, you were saying that you were gonna sing it for Marnie in your space, like with your accompaniment live. So,
yes,
perfect. Here we go. Yeah. So whenever you're ready, just take a deep breath. And this is all workshop. It's all like no pressure. We're just looking forward to having you sing. And do you want to introduce it and maybe just tell Marnie how old you are and which song you're gonna sing?
I can't do this. Hi, my name is Joyce. I am 12 years old, and I will be singing Castle on the Cloud. No, there are Castle in the Sky. No, Castle on the Cloud. Yes, Castle on the Cloud. Okay, I suck at this. Do I just start?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
We're ready for you.
Okay. Can you hear it okay? There's a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my Brittany flows for me to sweep. Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a room that's full of toys. There are 100 boys and girls. Nobody shouts or talks too loud. Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a lady all in white, holds me and sings a lullaby. She's nice to see and she's soft to touch. She says, Cosette, I love you very much. I know a place where no one's lost. I know a place where no one cries. Crying at all is not allowed. Not in my castle on a cloud.
Yay, good job. Awesome, Joyce. Sorry, just let me finish writing my notes here. Beautiful. Your voice has really developed since last year. I remember you from last year's workshop. And your voice has really come along nicely. It's beautiful legato, beautiful spin, really, really nice sound. Okay, so this starts out with the intro that kind of goes on and on. And this one in particular is quite long. So where, that's a good chance for you to set the stage. Where is she?
In her mom's house, I guess, or something like that, sleeping the floor.
Yeah, it's actually the inn that they own. She's scrubbing the floor at the inn. So it's probably like not very nice, right? It's probably dirty. There's probably bugs. People have been walking all over it with their shoes that are probably covered in mud. Like the floors are probably pretty disgusting and she has to clean them. Yeah. Is she treated very nicely where she is?
No.
No. So how does she get through the days?
By being nice to people and just, like, imagining her, like, little space that she can go to.
Her imagination, absolutely. She imagines that she's in better places, and it helps her deal with this situation that she's been dealt, right? So I think you want to set up because you have a beautiful smile, and I actually love that, because a lot of people in this song tend to make the whole thing sad, and it shouldn't be, because her imagination is, her imaginings, it's not a word, her little visions are what give her joy. But I think to make that even more effective, if you start off, and let me see kind of the situation that you start in, it makes that moment more interesting when you start to envision these things. So can you show me, where is this castle that you're envisioning? Where is it? Where can it be in your world?
Maybe
left-hand side? Does that make sense? Yeah, so there's the castle, and then where's the lady in white going to be?
In the castle? Or beside me? Beside me.
Look. So let's maybe put it on the other side. So castle on your left, lady in white on your right. Does that make sense? So when you're describing them, I want you to look up at them so you can really like discover them and be interested in them and see all the beautiful things about them that make you happy. So can we try that again from the beginning? And during that intro, I want you to be like, pretend that you're cleaning and scrubbing and it's gross and dirty. And then you start to daydream and you see that castle. You look up and I want to see the amazement on your face when you see it. Sound good?
Wait, do I just sing the entire song or do I only do it to one point?
I might stop you, but let's just go from the beginning.
Okay. I can't do this.
Sure you can.
I can't do this.
Okay, and then you look up and you see it. It's on your left.
There is a castle on a cloud.
Keep looking at it.
I like to go there in my sleep. On gentle floors for me to sweep.
And check it out again.
Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a room that's full of toys.
Yeah?
There are 100 boys and girls.
Look at it again.
Nobody shouts or talks too loud. Not in my castle on a cloud.
Here's on the other side.
There is a lady all in white, holds me and sings a lullaby. She's nice to see and she's soft to touch. She says, Cosette, I love you very much. I know a place where no one's lost.
Check it out.
I know a place where no one cries. Crying at all is not allowed.
And it starts to disappear.
Not in my castle on a cloud.
Good girl. Yay, way to be brave. Awesome. So that's already clear. And it gives you more to do. Because one of the things that people who are maybe a little bit nervous about acting, they struggle with, is they don't know what to do for that long period of time. So giving yourself different points of reference already puts layers into the song. Yeah, and that was already really interesting. Now, and you're absolutely right, you don't have to stare at the castle in the cloud because that's weird. We don't stare at things in real life. You're totally allowed to look away, but keep going back in and referencing. Yeah? The lady all in white was lovely. Now, she says to you, Cosette, I love you very much. Has anybody ever told Cosette that she's loved?
Maybe, I don't know. Probably not.
No, I would always go with the answer that gives you the most sense of drama. So she's never heard I love you before, and this woman tells her I love you very much. How does that make her feel? Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's like the thing she wants the most in the world. It feels like a warm blanket on a freezing cold day. And then at the very end, and you did a good job of it, but just to clarify for you, it's kind of like bookending from the beginning. This song ends the way it starts. So I want you to immediately see everything just start to vanish and the bugs start to crawl out again.
Okay.
Yeah? So that there's a reason that she doesn't, because she doesn't solve her problem in this song. So it's what we call a loss at the end. Does that make sense? Yeah, can we try it one more time and add those two things in, the I love you very much, and then the last line? I won't talk during this one. It's all on you. So remember, on your left, castle, on your right, lady in white. The okay. Only thing you ever wanted was to be told you're loved.
So like from the beginning to the end?
From the beginning. It's a short one.
Okay. I don't know what to do right here.
It's okay.
I'm doing something.
Perfect.
There is a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my sleep. Aren't any floors for me to sweep. Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a room that's full of toys. There are 100 boys and girls. Nobody shouts or talks too loud. Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a lady all in white, holds me and sings a lullaby. She's nice to see and she's soft to touch. She says, Cosette, I love you very much. I know a place where no one's lost. I know a place where no one cries. Crying at all is not allowed. Not in my castle on a cloud.
I messed up the ending.
No, the ending was good. It was just the giggle at the end that gave you away. Good job. Excellent. Good. I know that that's a scary thing to do, but very brave work. Good. It's coming along nicely.
Okay.
Thanks, Marnie.
You're welcome.
And, thanks to everyone for your participation today. And thanks, Joyce, for jumping in last minute after your other class. That was a big switch for you right at the, you know, having to like switch from math class to singing. And that was, it was really, really great. Marnie, thank you so much for your input today and for giving us all kinds of great ideas.
Of course. I will type them up and send them to you.
That's excellent. Great.
All right.
So without further, I won't hold anyone away from any Thanksgiving festivities this afternoon. This has been really nice, nice little perk on the Thanksgiving weekend. And really, once again, appreciate you coming out or spending time with us today, Marnie.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's all give Marnie a virtual applause from wherever you are. Thank you so much. And have a great rest of the Thanksgiving weekend, everyone.
Yay.
See ya. And Marnie, bye-bye. If you wanted to stick around, I'll just ask you a couple questions
before
we go. And I'll turn off the recording.